You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, back to work, everybody. Back to work. Yes, I took a few days off. I know you all were pretty liking that, huh? They were like, whew, thank heavens we get to listen to our best ofs. And I don't even know if those were the best of the best. You know, remember, when I started radio a few years ago, that's when I was really uninhibited. And I was like Howard Sterning it until finally, you know, I had a couple different bosses go, no, no, you can't say that on there, you can't do that, you can't do that. So I think some of my earliest work was some of my best. You know, now I gotta watch what I say. I gotta make sure I don't tick, you know, both political parties off too much. And I think I play it too safe. But you know what? I gotta admit, I wish I played it safer with my kids this week. What ended up happening is, you know, we ended up canceling the cruise. We were supposed to do the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. And when people were dying on the Costa Concordia, in Italy, I found it of horrible taste for our commercials, you know, urging people to sign up and recruiting people for the cruise to occur while we were going through that news, you know, while we were going through the news story and hearing everything going on. And then many of the people who were going to go, they wanted to still go, but they were also concerned that the prices were going down. So I said, then this is what we're going to do. Let's get our money back. Let's regroup. Let's hope all the survivors are found. Then, of course, weeks later, we found out that not all survivors could be found. It was horrible. So anyway, we put off the cruise. But I still decided we're going to, for a few days, go up to Alaska, see some friends, etc. And I don't know about you all, but this summer is really hot. Has nothing to do with global warming. It's just, it's a hot summer. It's hot. So I told my son, go run and get your jacket. This was hours before our flight in the middle of the night. And for the very first time in his life, he listened to me. Now, where he decided to run was a part of the hallway where I had unpacked my heels that I had worn from my jaunt to my brother's wedding the week before, and they were kind of long stiletto heels. Apparently, they got flipped over when we traded suitcases, and they got flipped into a more inner part of the hallway, and as you all can probably guess, he runs right on top of the heel, and it actually twists, needless to say, big hole in the bottom of his foot. Now, of course, right, you hear him fall, right, you hear him scream, and I'm thinking he's fighting with his brother. So, of course, me and Daddy are like, stop fighting. It's like 1 in the morning. We got to get ready for Alaska. What? You know, and then I go out into the hallway, and the kid's heel is bleeding. So we get him sewn up. We sewed him up, cleaned it, irrigated it. And then now, of course, we're freaking out about, you know, flesh-eating bacteria. Of course, why not? But anyway, you know, within a couple hours, we're able to get on the plane, do the whole handicap thing. Now, of course, everything we had planned to do on our Alaska trip, we couldn't do except the ATVs, which is pretty cool. By the way, now it's looking really, really good. I mean, honestly, we did a good job with that. I mean, he's good. He's walking. He's happy. Hates mama when I wear my heels. Remember, I'm not a very feminine person. You know, I usually wear tennis shoes. But, you know, for my brother's wedding, I had to kind of, you know, look nice. I had to look nice. I mean, I could look sexy if I put my mind to it. But those damn heels we threw out. So anyway, then the whole flight thing was horrible. I don't know about you all, but I am really sick of the tarmac. I am sick of delays. Now, Seattle, beautiful city. But to get to Alaska, you go through Seattle. And every time we're in Seattle, there's a delay. Am I the only one? So we get on a plane. We're all excited to go. We get on a plane. We land in Seattle, getting ready for our connecting flight. And they announce on board that we can't leave because the toilets are clogged. Now, I know y'all going, well, Dr. Wax probably used a toilet. Yes, I have clogged many a toilet in my time, but I didn't do this one. I didn't even know. My fiber didn't even kick in. I was constipated that day. I didn't even go number one. And we're stuck on the plane until they could fix the toilets. So about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, they say somebody had flushed a diaper in the toilets. Now, I think I know who it was because there was a baby screaming for the whole 2 hours in the back of the plane, a couple rows behind us, screaming and screaming. I screamed back, somebody give the baby a breast stat, right? I'd give the baby my own breast just to shut the baby up. But it was probably the baby's diaper because that baby just kind of drove me crazy. So we switched planes. We tried not to tell the baby, you know, so the baby would have followed us on the new plane. But the baby ended up following us on the new plane. We finally get there. Then, as we're coming back, I got a show to do. I got to get back in town. I got to do a show. Again, we're delayed in Seattle. Why? Somebody decides to vomit on the plane. Now, I don't know about you all, but, I could control some of my vomiting. I've been able to control some of my vomiting a lot. I know many of you control your vomiting. You wait till I finish a story, then at commercial break, you vomit. You do it, right? But do you really have to vomit, A, on a plane, B, when we all got to get back? I mean, this was a busy holiday week. So, needless to say, I don't think I ever want to fly through Seattle again. There's nothing wrong with Seattle itself. You guys have an amazingly beautiful city. I think the weather's beautiful, but every single time we fly into Seattle, it's delayed. And I'm just going to take a boat to Alaska. We'll probably do the cruise again. All right. So that was my week. How was your all week? How was your week? I know. What did I miss? Not a lot of political stuff. I was watching Fox News and CNN, right? Depending on what I got reception. Because we went up to Denali National Forest. We wanted to run up and see the Gold Rush guys, but they were like 12 hours away deep in the Yukon. But I guess the whole week they were talking about tax, right, the whole Obamacare tax, the whole week. Are we still talking? I mean, trust me, I'm going to be talking about health care, probably not today. I just want to do medical stories today. But every day, that's all they talked about. Is it a tax or a penalty? Right? Is it a tax? Is it a penalty? Is Obamacare a tax or is it a penalty every single day? As far as I'm concerned, not only is it a tax, but this is the biggest smack in the face we've ever gotten. So I think it's a penalty, too. I think it's both. We got taxed on this one. We got penalized on this one. We got spanked on this one. We got ridiculed on this one. We got bullied on this one. Any negative thing that could happen to you got done on this one. So I answered that question. Let's get to some news. And we got a lot to talk about. These kids getting electrocuted, jumping into lakes. We need to talk about that. An Israeli company has come up with a medical marijuana that doesn't make you high. Don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,596.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,636.69, $1,835 for a half ounce, or $409.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,636.69, $1,835, and $409.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know if any of you have experienced any part of this yet, but I guess Monday we're supposed to have a blackout of at least 250,000 of our PCs. Did you guys hear about this? About 250,000 computer users around the world are at risk of losing internet access because of malicious software at the heart of a hacking scam that U.S. authorities shut down last November. Apparently, this blackout is supposed to occur. Some of you listen to my show live. Some of you may be listening to the show delayed on Monday. They think it's only a tiny fraction of computer users, of course. They think only a tiny fraction are at risk, but it is still a threat. So they believe 250,000 computers are infected with all Iran and its brethren, according to security firm DTEQ. Oh, that's cute. D-E-T-E-Q-U-E. 45,000 of these computers are in the United States. Do we know? It doesn't matter because I'm still having computer problems in my studio, so I guess it doesn't matter. All right, whether I'm down or up or down or whatever. Huh. U.S. has charged 7 people for orchestrating the worldwide internet fraud. 6 were arrested in Estonia, while the 7th was living in Russia, is still at large. Huh. All right. Well, I don't know. Just, I guess, whatever you need to do, print. Well, just, I like saving the trees. I like our trees just watch out for your computer going down. I don't like viruses. That's probably what's going on with my computer now. Yeah. Thank you. A lot of you had called last week telling me how to fix my computer. You guys are so sweet. No, it didn't work because one of you thought I got a virus on my computer. I know, I know. Honestly, the communicable diseases floating around the studio. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is just absolutely frightening. Did you guys hear about how four children in two different lakes, two different cities, two different states, died from electrocution injuries? This is horrible. Noah Winstead, 10 years old. Nathan Lyman, 11 years old. From what I understand, jumped into a lake. They were swimming. And they were electrocuted by a faulty houseboat electrical cord, from what they understand. Now, this occurred in Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, two other children swimming in another lake in Missouri were also electrocuted. Alexander Anderson, 13, and brother Braden, 8, were swimming near a private dock in the Lake of the Ozarks around noon, a couple of hours before the Tennessee incident. Of course, adults were standing on the dock. They heard screaming, jumped in. Some of them said they felt a little bit of the electricity. We need to review what to do if there's an electrical accident. We probably should do that. You always shut off the power. Always shut off the power. Before you go to the victim, shut that power off if you can. Okay? And then, of course, if you think the victim is still transmitting electricity, try to use a broom or stick or something of wood to move the patient. If they're in an area where they're still being electrical, like let's say they fall against something. Now, you need to still be careful touching the patient, because we don't like people moving victims, you know, when 911 should be called. So, of course, you want to call 911 immediately. But, four kids in two different lakes in two different states. Faulty wiring on a dock, faulty wiring on a houseboat. When did this happen? Now, is this common and we just haven't heard about it and it's a big story because four children died? I mean, does this happen often? Now, remember, I live in southern Nevada. We really don't have a lot of lakes. If we do have any bodies of water, they're artificially made, and I think things are too hot. I think for people to even notice if they're electrocuted. Honestly, the water's hot. We're just hot out here. We're just all miserable. I'm very hot and miserable right now. But just absolutely frightening that you would have two kids in two different states electrocuted by some sort of faulty wiring sending a current through the water. And people saying they jumped in despite knowing there was something going on, feeling the tingle, but looks like it was probably not as strong at the time, and that's why they survived. Unfortunately, four children did not. Now, why is electrical shock so fatal? Well, of course, it can stop your heart. It can put you in cardiac arrest. You know, these children were airlifted and were life flighted out. But, you know, once the electricity that gets in disrupts your electrical current with your heart and the rhythm, if you don't go into cardiac arrest, you could go into an abnormal rhythm that could put you into cardiac arrest. Of course, you're unable to breathe. It could burn from the inside out, put into seizures, etc. So remember, look, whenever you suspect an electrocution injury in somebody, look, just, you know, make sure the person is not still in contact with the electrical source, because they could possibly then electrocute you. Try to turn off the source of electricity. Move the source away from you and the person if you can, using cardboard, plastic, wood, etc. You want to prevent shock with these kids. I mean, you know, if you pull them out of the water, of course, you got to warm them up. If you could take off their wet clothes, fine. If not, load them up with blankets. Try to dry them off. Elevate the legs and try to make sure the head is flat. One thing I notice many of you do wrong in a fainting setting is you try to put pillows under the head. You don't put pillows under the head. You actually want the head lower than the heart if possible. Now, I don't want you trying to lift the patient because sometimes you could have a cervical spine injury and then you could cause nerves to be severed. But I always get upset when I see, you know, people faint at like a blood draw station, et cetera, and someone's bringing a pillow. Yes, it's much more comfortable than being on the tile, but you don't want to raise the person's head. The head has to be down so you could get blood flow to the head. Extremely important because you want to prevent shock. All right, so hopefully we don't hear of any more of these. I mean, do you test the water? I guess test the water before your kids jump in. Is that me, or are there a lot of kooky things happening with lakes? Remember a couple people died last year from the amoeba, right? These warm water lakes in the southeast United States. A couple people jumped in, young teenagers, and the amoeba crawled up and went into their brain and killed them. I mean, I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're being paranoid. You know, this doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't, but I can't stand us trying to enjoy nature, right? And us doing something that's athletic and you know, healthy for you, going out there and swimming and being out with nature and having some fun in the lake, and then you die. I don't like that. I am so sick and tired of kids being in hotel rooms or watching TV. I mean, for example, when my son punctured his foot on my heel accidentally, you know, younger brother and dad got to hike, but he and I had to be held up in the hotel room. You know, because he couldn't walk. And I hate that. I would rather my kids be out there hiking, playing, swimming. Now, I couldn't do that with him because he had a big hole in his foot. You know, we were, you know, hoping it would heal, and luckily it's healing nice, and, you know, oh, we prayed. Woo, we prayed. That was a scary one. But, you want kids out there in the lake. You want your kids to get out there. But, yeah, you can't, you know, screen for amoeba histolytica. I mean, I'm sure we could screen for, I'm sure you could somehow maybe lower the, like if there's some boats out there, maybe, you know, or don't some of the ladders are made of metal or aluminum? I don't know. I'm just freaked out by that. Because my kids don't look before they leave. They'll just jump into a lake. Who would have thought? Who would have thought or thunk that you could get electrocuted in a lake? Just absolutely frightening. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What's this headline here? Fast food can up heart disease death risk. Oh, I don't want to hear that. People who eat fast food four or more times a week up their risk of death by heart disease by 80%. Oh, don't you hate these things? You know, but we have to, it's just a reminder for us not to eat fast food. Study was published online in the journal Circulation, found people who consume fast food even once a week increase their risk of dying from coronary heart disease by 20% in comparison to people who avoid fast food. Okay, you know, hold on one second. Let me give you one more statistic. The risk increased by 50% for people who eat fast food two or three times a week. All right. I'm a huge fan of people cooking their food healthy, Baja Fresh mix, using a wok, using olive oil. But I got to tell you, I ask my patients who cook, what do you do? We use a deep fryer. Well, I mean, if you're cooking using the deep fryer, remember, the whole purpose of you cooking, one is, of course, you know, to, you know, save money and, you know, to teach your kids how to cook and do nice family time rather than grabbing a burger on the go. But number two is to eat healthy. And I see what people do. A lot of people go, no, I do not eat fast food. But, you know, I go, then great. Then what did you cook last night? Well, we used Hamburger Helper. We had some Kraft mac and cheese. What did you drink? Oh, we had some soda pop in the pantry. How is that cooked meal better than fast food? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you all had a healthy 4th of July. We are back to work, rocking and rolling. All right, let's see what's going on. Oh, you guys are going to be really relieved to hear this. The Happy Days actors have settled their lawsuit with CBS. Yes, looks like there's Potsy. He was involved in this. Joni. I don't see Chachi in the picture. Who is the redheaded guy? Okay, Potsy had dark hair. The redheaded guy, Don Most, I just forget his name. He's just, you know, he's been on Glee, right? He played one of the fathers that was anti-people who didn't have red hair. And then you have Marion Cunningham. All right, so I guess there was this big showdown over merchandising payments between some of the cast members of Happy Days. Now, I don't see the Fonz in this, and I don't see Richie. I mean, nobody really cares about Potsy. I'm sorry. Sorry, Potsy. I mean, I thought you were cute, but I was really into the Fonz. Okay, but Poxy says he is very satisfied with the settlement, and that's all I can say. Well, you never said that much, Poxy, because they really didn't give you a lot of lines. All right, the case had been scheduled to go to trial on July 17th in Los Angeles, but it followed a ruling in June by Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Elizabeth Allen that the actors may be entitled to revenues from the sales of DVDs with their images on them. Oh, well, the company's just going to probably now make DVDs that don't have Potsy on them. I mean, Potsy, are you really that much of a draw? Let me see. I guess the lawsuit was filed in April 2011. I wonder if Donovan, you know, Donovan's working the dials tonight. I wonder if there'll ever be DVDs of the Dr. Dahlia Show, if we ever get a camera in here. And I'm going to want Donovan, you know, everybody's seen Donovan there, you know, everybody's said he could do the A sign. But I wonder if Donovan and I need some sort of an agreement in which if 30-some years from now, I decide to sell Dr. Dahlia DVDs if Donovan is on the cover. You know what? But I'd want Donovan to make money off of it because I don't think anybody would buy the DVDs with my stupid face on there. I think they'd buy the DVDs because of Donovan. Donovan doesn't realize how big a fan base. Donovan has more fans because of the, you know, Dr. Dahlia Show fans than I do. People listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show for Donovan. So as far as I'm concerned, I'll sign whatever, Donovan, that you want because you really should get all the proceeds and royalties, as far as I'm concerned, of any DVDs we sell of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, four members of the cast. The widow of Tom Bosley. Really? The widow of... So Tom Bosley died? I didn't know that. Claimed they have not been paid what they're owed for the worldwide sale of Happy Days merchandise. The series was on the air from 1974. Oh, Bosley died in 2010. Yeah, I liked him. He was a pretty good father. He was tough, right? Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. Okay, under their contracts, the actors were supposed to receive 5% of net proceeds, or 2.5% if their images were used in a group. The lawsuit originally asked for $10 million. I wonder what they settled for. All right, apparently, some of them are not returning calls from CNN. Maybe they prefer Fox. Let me see here. Actors claim they were cut out of the merchandising bonanza from the show. Who is still buying Happy Days type stuff? You know what's to come? I really like Good Times. I liked Good Times. I liked Sanford and Son. I liked What's Happening. I liked Family Ties. Of course, Dukes of Hazzard, but Dukes of Hazzard wasn't a funny sitcom. Dukes of Hazzard was kind of that was under drama, right? Was it drama? Three's Company I thought was really funny. Laverne and Shirley, they got annoying. Those two women, very annoying. Yeah, I had a crush on Carmine. No, Lenny and Squiggy were even more annoying. You know what? Honestly, I don't think sitcoms did really well from the 70s to the 80s. All right. So anyway, the products include comic books, T-shirts, scrapbooks, trading cards, games, lunch boxes, dolls, toy cars, magnets, greeting cards, and DVDs. So, all right, well, they're going to make some money. Yeah, we really got to work on that. Honestly, Donovan, let's you and I start making some Dr. Dahlia Show dolls, T-shirts, DVDs. What else? Yeah. I don't think the Fonz is too cool to be hanging out with Potsy in the middle of a lawsuit. Fonz wouldn't do that. Come on, people. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, keep downloading our Droid app. We have Android users can now download the Dr. Dahlia Show for free. Unfortunately, no royalties for me and Donovan to split on that one. But, Kyle, we'll leave Kyle out of the cut. He doesn't need to know. Android users, it's a free app. So, download the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can listen to my show. No, my truckers are listening. I love you guys. Oh, speaking of truckers, I didn't realize the truck stops are probably the best place to 10-100. I gotta tell you, we were in Alaska, right? Going up the highway. We had like a four hour drive and we went to the bathroom and there's showers. There's even showers in the bathroom. So, I mean, you could shower, you could go to the bathroom, they had yummy eat. I love the truck stops up in Alaska. Boy, those are pretty cool. Way cool. All right. Okay, China has now lifted the ban on lesbians giving blood. The Chinese Ministry of Health has lifted a 14-year-old ban on lesbians donating blood as of July 1. The ban, though, still applies to men who are sexually active with other men, but celibate homosexuals are permitted to give blood, according to Chinese ministry. Now, I think in the U.S., if you're gay or if you're an MSM, which is men having sex with males, because you could be gay and not have sex with males. I know a lot of married men who are gay, but they have sex with women. So they're not MSMs, they're gay. Apparently, the original ban in China, enacted in 1998, banned homosexuals of both genders from donating blood out of fear of spreading HIV and AIDS. Zhu Bin, I hope I pronounced it right, a prominent lesbian rights activist in China, told the Global Times she applauded the amendment and what it means for lesbians. Lesbians aren't a high-risk HIV group. What are they thinking? What are they thinking? All right. I got to tell you, I mean, as a physician, family doc, who's done a lot of gynecology, I would have to say my lesbians, patients, are probably the least affected by STDs. My heterosexual women, my homosexual men, very high STD rate. And then, of course, your homosexual men have a higher increased risk of HIV. But my lesbian women probably have the least, unless, of course, they did have a partner at one time, a male partner, who gave them HPV or you know, whatnot. So I don't feel the lesbian population would put any of us at risk for HIV, but I guess China figured that out, which is good. Okay, what's going on in America then? Let me see. Now, America, in America, it would be nice to know what's going on here. I'm really interested in what goes on in China. I think that's really important. You know, I mean, guys, we need to keep an eye on China, you know? I mean, they're going to obviously our biggest contender here. So I think it's really important to know what the lesbians are doing over there. Now, let's go to what we need here. Now, apparently blood shortages are huge here in the States. Apparently, the American Red Cross's power outages has created, and the storms from the East and Midwest have cut blood donations. And donations have been dropping. Over the past few years, they've been dropping. Of course, please call the Red Cross, 1-800-RED-CROSS, or redcrossblood.org to find a way if you can donate. Now, one group that wants to help are the MSMs, men who have sex with men. And from what I understand, they are still not allowed to donate blood. Now, I guess, just a couple weeks ago, a group of legislators have sent a letter. I think John Kerry, Mike Quigley, has sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Resources encouraging it to move forward with a study that will allow the ban to allow gay men to donate blood. But for those who can donate now, please call the Red Cross and donate. All right, I want to talk about this anti-Arizona immigration bill in California when we come back. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT, and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook on our Facebook fan page. Okay, speaking of weird, I'm a little confused about this quote-unquote anti-Arizona immigration bill that the California Senate has passed. And if any of you are from California listening right now, I know many of you do hear the show in Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, up the whole coast, from 11 p.m. to midnight, weeknight. So I would, 11 p.m. to 1 in the morning. So if any of you are listening, I'd love, even if we're not live, for you to call in and tell me what Californians are thinking here. From what I understand, the California Senate just passed a bill which seeks to shield illegal immigrants from status checks by local police and challenges Republican-backed immigration crackdowns in other states, such as Arizona. The Democratic-led state Senate, this is from Reuters, voted 21-13 for the California Trust Act, which blocks local police from referring a detainee to immigration officials for deportation unless that person has been convicted of a violent or serious felony. So I guess what they're saying is in California, it's not a crime to be there illegally, which then makes you wonder if we shouldn't even use the term illegal, meaning whether you're a citizen or not, whether you came in going the proper route or not, it's not illegal anymore because no one's going to enforce the law, which means that's a way, I guess, to do away with illegal immigration, saying it's not illegal anymore. You can just go back and forth and it's legal because nothing's going to happen. The bill has the backing of about 100 immigrant rights groups, police chiefs, and mayors. It has already passed the state assembly by a 47-26 vote. It'll go back to assembly for a concurrence vote following the summer recess before heading to Governor Jerry Brown, who's a Democrat. Measure seeks to create a national model to counter what backers say is racial profiling inherent in the part of Arizona's anti-immigration law they claim, allowed to stand by the Supreme Court last week. What is this? Inherent in the part of Arizona's... Okay, let me just... Okay, let's go back to when we did chemistry, all right? Or physics, or kindergarten, for even. Let's say, okay, if you poured water into a container, and let's say the west coast of the container had an opening in it, right? Water would go out, right? Or if you put the container empty into another container of water, water will seep in, not on the east coast side, not on the southern side, but the west coast side of it, if there is an opening there, okay? Now, what I don't understand is how do you enforce laws or enforce something halfway? You either enforce it or you don't. Now, is this quote-unquote anti-Arizona immigration bill or this California Trust Act California's way of saying we don't want to deal with illegal immigration or immigration at all? People just can come willy-nilly. Now, I'm sure some of you are like, no, that's far-fetched. California still wants there to be some control over the borders. But if they want control over the borders or their borders, but then they don't enforce it, once people are over, you now have the opening in the container, right? With my beautiful water analogy, right? And the country now has an opening in its supposedly sealed airtight container. Now, if America as a whole is going to say, look, all right, forget this illegal immigration versus legal immigration. We don't want to check. We don't want to look like we're racial profiling. We're going to be accused of being racist. Let everybody come to and fro. We'll then do that. But don't have an illegal immigration policy. Don't have borders. Don't have ICE and INS. And don't have the Department of Homeland Security and fences and checks if you're just going to 2 feet from the border, not even check or care. It's a little bit contradictory. Either we have an immigration policy or we don't. It doesn't make sense. I mean, if somebody is in the States and they are not legal citizens, and they didn't come here legally, then doesn't that definition imply illegal activity? But it looks like what this act wants to do is now stratify the degrees of illegal activity. So you could be doing illegal activity, be an illegal immigrant here, but it's okay. We're not going to check you. It's almost that don't ask, don't tell. So are we doing a don't ask, don't tell in California? I know some of you are going, Dr. Dahlia, what do you care about California? You don't live there. Well, I was born there and I go there all the time. And I care because then we really don't need an immigration policy in Nevada then. or in Arizona, why did we waste the Supreme Court's time? If we're going to have a don't ask, don't tell policy in one of the states, then that's where illegal immigrants are going to get through, be able to live, and then later, continue on through the United States. Now, I know many of these illegal immigrants are really, really nice, and I know many of them are working and they're quote-unquote paying taxes by using the gas at the gas pump and, you know, paying the taxes on gas and paying sales tax when they buy something at a grocery store. You know, I get that. But then if that's going to be the policy we're going to take on, then why are we spending our tax dollars on all the Homeland Security immigration protocols that we have if we're just going to have a don't ask, don't tell policy in one of the states? And they want to serve, like what you just read here in Reuters, they're heard. They want to serve as a barometer later for other states to follow. Well, then let's poop or get off the pot. Either being here illegally is illegal or it's not. And if you come here not going the legal means, not going by way of legal means, or is it redundant for us to say legal versus illegal? I mean, something can't be illegal, and then you don't have the authorities address it. Just like pooper get off the pot with marijuana. I mean, is it legal or not? If the police force really doesn't want to handle small cases of marijuana in people's cars, then decide, okay, poop or get off the pot. Is it legal or illegal? But don't say something's illegal and then say, yes, but the police can't do anything. Can't address the quote-unquote illegal immigrants. They can't check them. They can't ask for papers. Then I guess you're not assuming they're doing an illegal act. Or you don't care about legality, and doing an illegal act, depending on where it is on the scale, is okay. I'm just a little confused. So if any of you could shed light on this, please do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But what I'm really frustrated about is if being a U.S. citizen is not worth that much, where it doesn't really matter in California if you're a citizen or not. You're still going to be okay. You're still going to be protected. You're still going to get to go to college. You're still going to get benefits. Then I guess why is everybody pretending that being a U.S. citizen is so wonderful and valuable? You're giving it away. You know, one thing I was taught by my mother is don't give the no one is going to buy the cow for getting the milk for free. Is that it? She goes, you know, keep your milk. Keep your knees closed and knees bolted together and keep your milk. Well, it looks like the milk is splashing all over California. I mean, if all I'm saying is go one way or the other. Either tell America that there's no such thing as illegal immigration because no one's going to enforce it, or enforce immigration. Is that too much to ask? All right, guys, stay on board with us for another hour if you can. If not, you have a great rest of the way home. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.